This is the Ethanol Report. Buyers and sellers of the ethanol co-product Distillers Dried Grains with Solubles, or DDGS, got together last week in Chicago with the purpose of increasing exports of this high-quality livestock feed. The export exchange was sponsored by the Renewable Fuels Association and the U.S. Grains Council. RFA President Bob Dineen told participants at the opening of the event why the promotion of DDGS exports is so important to the ethanol industry.
Look, we've heard talk from the industry, and it's a real issue, but we've been running up against the blend wall and the ability for ethanol to find new markets and the difficulty that we're having being limited to just 10% of the gallon. But quite frankly, what a lot of people miss is that we're also running headlong into a feed wall. We need to build markets for DDG. We need to have people interacting to build export markets because it's important to the bottom line of my producer members.
U.S. Grains Council CEO Tom Doerr was very pleased with the turnout at the event.
We have about 500 people here. We have buyers from 33 countries, 170 buyers. 80% of the global market demand is represented here. We have nearly 300 producers. People involved in infrastructure, trading, and transportation. And it's turned out to be a remarkable merging of buyers and sellers. And what I think is most unique about this is it is emblematic of the sophistication of the emerging DDG market. The ethanol industry has done a remarkable job of focusing on this product and turning it into something other than a product they just had to get rid of to something that has a lot of incredible value. And I think it's very good for the industry. It's good for the world.
Rick Tolman with the National Corn Growers Association says promoting DDG's exports is important for corn growers as well as ethanol producers.
The DDG export market is one of the real bright prospects that we have in the whole ethanol complex. And we continually over the last few years thought, well, we're hitting a wall on how much DDGs we can use domestically, what we can do with them, and the export market has come on very strong, and it's a real growth opportunity. It's growing off a small base, but there's tremendous potential to go forward. It's a new product. It's new in the feed ration. A lot of people are reluctant to try something new unless there's a good track record, and so the same thing happened domestically as somebody tried it and they had good success and the word gets out and there's feeding trials. And so with the success in the U.S., that technology moves quickly. Countries overseas, some were early adopters, and now we have a whole bunch of countries that are coming saying, hey, this is pretty interesting. It's a lower cost ingredient. It gives us protein. Let's take a look. And they're feeling more comfortable because it's been successful elsewhere.
Ray Deffenbaugh of Big River Resources, West Burlington, an ethanol plant in Iowa, was pleased to see all these organizations working together on this effort.
Because of the involvement not only of the RFA in sponsoring this, but the corn growers, grain and feed, all of those organizations that I'm involved with, they feel that this is an important component of making a stronger agriculture in the United States.
Another ethanol producer who attended the event was Walt Wendland with Golden Grain Energy in Mason City, Iowa, who says the sale of DDGs is an important source of revenue for ethanol producers.
It's real important because it's, for every 3 bushels of corn that come in, you get a bushel of DDG out. And, what we sell that DDG for helps us to create a revenue stream so we can buy more corn. And hopefully we can trade that 1 bushel of DDG for 1 bushel of corn. One of the surprising things is that the amount of distiller's grain that we're going to be export for the first time is going to exceed the amount of soybean meal. So we're here to stay. We're a growing market, and we're recognized now as being a very reliable supply of DDG around the world.
There were livestock feed experts who took part in breakout sessions at the Export Exchange to talk about the use of DDGs for various types of livestock. Dr. Robert Toller, swine extension specialist with South Dakota State University, explains what DDGs has to offer for a livestock producer.
You know, when you look at DDGS, I think one of the big benefits of it would be it's an energy source. And basically you can argue, is it better or worse than corn? But I think most people will agree that if we give it the energy value of corn, then that would be pretty close to it. So from an energy standpoint, that works very well. You know, protein, not too bad. The amino acid balance isn't as good as some other ones, but it works very well. But the one that I think that people most forget about is phosphorus. And for a couple of reasons. First of all, if you look at phosphorus supplementation to a diet, it's very expensive. But secondly, the cool thing is that the phosphorus in DDGS is highly available. And so if you're replacing dicalcal or monocalcal with phosphorus coming from DDGS, actually you're going to have less phosphorus in the manure, it'll probably be cheaper, and plus you're going to have less environmental problems with that way. So I think, you know, the two biggies I would look at is from energy standpoint and kind of the unforgotten one of phosphorus.
And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.